Members of Decarcerate Alameda County say more mental health services are needed in the community to get mentally ill people out of the criminal justice system and into treatment. Activists say the mentally ill make up 44% of the population of Santa Rita jail inmates. They want the Alameda County Board of Supervisors to pass the resolution later this month. They add that people of color are overrepresented among that population. For example, activists say that black people make up 11% of Alameda County's residents, but they account for 53% of those that cycle in and out of the jail and hospital system. Tracy Benson is the director of the Community Justice Network for Youth. She said mental health services in communities of color have been notoriously underfunded.
This racialized system ripped resources from youth and family serving systems in the 80s and 90s to build an empire of jails and prisons built on the backs of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. When jail and prison numbers have continued to drop, resources have definitely not followed. And communities of color have been devastated through decades of targeted divestment. We are critical partners in implementing new changes.
Benson says that the Care First Act will stop punishing mental illness and allow people who need treatment to remain in their communities. Kimberly Graves is the mother of a 36-year-old man who was diagnosed with schizophrenia at age 30. Graves said her son started showing mental illness symptoms when he was 19. She says her son was put on medication, but doctors took him off when he started having health side effects. She said her son began to spiral downwards and eventually had a run-in with the law.
He began wandering aimlessly and living in homeless encampments. He could no longer tolerate living at home, and I'm sure voices and the delusions were tormenting him. In 2019, I received court documents stating he was given a felony in 2018, which also prevented him from being eligible for any treatment centers such as Villa Fairmont. I then hired an attorney, and we learned the felony was for vandalism of a vehicle, which he was just simply trying to take shelter in.
Graves said that when she went to the district attorney to order treatments, the office told her that her son's psychological diagnosis was inadequate. She says her son languished in Santa Rita for a year and a half and lost 30 pounds. She says that he was eventually deemed not competent to stand trial, and that thanks to the help he was finally able to get, he is doing very well. The Care First Act also makes it mandatory for information to be shared between departments like the Department of Health and the Police Department. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.